It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. All right. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1900 UTC here on a overcast, kind of cloudy day, but still it's sunny and cloudy. I guess we call it partly cloudy day here in Austin, Texas, up on the roof. Lots of traffic on the little roadway here. Not a lot of dudes. I went wandering around looking for dudes. But it is 20 degrees right now. It was 19 until the hour clicked over. I think the thermometer doesn't get updated on my watch as often as I'd like. But anyway, it's 20 degrees, high of 21. So it's right here in the upper range of the I like this temperature zone. So exciting times indeed. Low is 9. Last night, I have been trying to wake up early and cook breakfast and go to work early like I used to do. But the thing is, it's hard for me to go to sleep. And if I take like melatonin or I brought back, when I went to Seattle, I brought back some these like sleep well mints. But they have like, it's like CBD and THC and melatonin and lavender and a bunch of stuff in it. But if I eat one of those and then go to sleep, I sleep hard and I sleep a long time, like 12 hours long. So whenever I try to take that and wake up for work, that's even worse than not taking anything. So anyway, that's the news for me. That's my personal news. So yeah, today is a bit of a tough one for me. But hey, we're here. The clouds are very big and low. We've got some high clouds, but what was neat was when I was walking out here, the clouds looked like they were barely taller than the building. Now that I'm on the roof of the garage, I can say they're probably, you know, I don't know, another 100 feet above me or something. They're really low, and so they're affected by the surface winds, and so it's neat to watch them get blown, you know, to see these huge things being moved so close to your face. Anyway, shout out to those in comm hanging out. We got WX Boss and Quentin and X1 hanging out, making it in on time, early even. Let's see what we got. A sleep aid. If a sleep aid that works is an amazing thing. Yeah, I used to just drink and then go to just fall asleep, quote unquote fall asleep. That's not good for you. You shouldn't time travel your way into the next day. Not a good idea. Hey, and Claudio M is here. Welcome, welcome. So yeah, so I got news. I got death and destruction for you. I tried to keep it light. But, you know, we do have to talk about death and destruction. It's part of the deal. So anyway, let's get into it. First, two people are dead in New Jersey. How? New Jersey kills a lot of people, but a pilot and a photographer were killed in a helicopter crash on Tuesday night during an assignment for a local news station in New Jersey. The Philadelphia-based news station 6ABC reported on Wednesday morning that its news helicopter was returning from an assignment on the Jersey shore when it went down over a state forest about 30 miles away from the shore, approximately 8 p.m. on Tuesday. A photographer for the station, oh, I forgot to mention, today's Wednesday, December the 20th, 2023, and, yeah, I forgot to mention the date. It's like, in case someone's listening to this in the future and is like, I thought, what happened? What day is this? Anyway, a photographer for the station along with the helicopter's pilot were both killed in the crash. Both had been working for the station for years. For now, we're not releasing the names of the crew members who died because family members are still being notified about the crash. oh, man, I have to mention something in a second. I've observed something recently. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Representatives from the FAA arrived on the scene on Tuesday night, while investigators for the National Transportation Safety Board, who will lead the crash's investigation, are expected to arrive later on Wednesday. In a brief morning news segment, 6ABC aired footage taken by a fellow Philadelphia local news station from the crash, following a fire blazing in the woods. The news station reported the helicopter was a 2013 American Eurocopter, AS, that's Alpha Sierra 350 A-Star, that was leased by U.S. Helicopter, a company incorporated in North Carolina. Station noted that the company has a long history with our station and has been working with 6ABC's Action News team for years. U.S. Helicopter has been in touch with the families of the victims. So, yeah, I never thought a news photographer was a deadly job, but apparently it's true. See you later, Sazo. Come back for the Dubious Goals Committee. That's happening in 25 minutes right here on and on radio. Oh my goodness. Some very dark clouds have rolled in. It's bright and sunshine immediately in front of me, but if I turn to my right, the entire garage area is covered with a thick, dark cloud. It's moving ever so slowly. The wind has slowed down. I wonder if this is a front blowing through. Maybe it is. Anyway, hyper-local weather for Marcus. Lots of traffic. A man walked by wearing an American flag long sleeve shirt, and I just found that to be kind of interesting. I don't know if you guys are long sleeve shirt folks or not, but if you are, what do you think about designs on your long sleeve shirts? I always found that to be a bit too much. All right, well, who else is dead? Lots of people, really. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, that's our magic number. 5 children are dead in a fire. A father was Christmas shopping when his 4 children and a young relative died in an Arizona house fire. The fire tore through the 2-story home on Saturday evening, authorities said on Monday, leaving no survivors. The children were 2, 4, 5, and 13, and an 11-year-old was visiting a relative. So when they say it like that, it sounds like it's like they're trying not to disclose which relative it was, I guess. But it's kind of like, who was this 11-year-old? I guess he was friends with the 13-year-old or cousin or something. Anyway, officials are investigating the fire and haven't released the names of the children or father. It broke out about 160 kilometers south of Las Vegas. Well, yeah, it's in another state. What? How is that useful to anybody? The children's father reported to investigators. Ooh, jet flying by. Reported to investigators that he was gone for approximately 2.5 hours to buy groceries and Christmas gifts. The preliminary investigation found that the fire originated in the downstairs entranceway, most likely making it impossible for the children in the upstairs bedroom to get out of the residence safely. All 5 victims were found in the same upstairs bedroom. It appeared that the fire had made its way up the home staircase, blocking their escape. Witnesses described frantic neighbors gathering hoses and ladders in an attempt to fight the fire. "We pulled the garage door open and there was guys pulling stuff out," one witness, Patrick O'Neill, told CBS News affiliate. "The closer we got to the door, there was smoke starting to come out into the garage and choking people out. The neighbors were unaware that anyone was inside the home. If they had known," he said, "they would have attempted a rescue." Police say there were no adults home when the fire started. So this is why you need to get a baby on board window sticker for your house. If you have a baby that's on your house, if you have a baby in your house or in your car, be sure to fly that baby on board sticker. If you don't have a baby on board, remove the baby on board sticker. This is something that I think is one of my pet peeves, next to people not using turn signals or stopping at a stop sign. The baby on board, or the baby on board, or new student driving stickers, the baby on board sign is there so that emergency personnel know to whether or not they should try and rip into the car and save the person who can't talk. If there's not a baby on board and you've got a baby on board sign, you're just kind of like pranking the firefighter or the EMS person that's trying to pull the bodies out of a wrecked car that may or may not be on fire. So anyway, that's just something to think about the next time you see a car with a baby on board sticker and no baby in it. That's a future firefighter's grave coffin right there. Anyway, sorry, that's just my take on that feeling. Let's see what we got going on here. Hey, Rats, who's in the house? Welcome, welcome. Wonder if the photographer had a fuck it moment and tried to take shots on the way down. That's what I thought too, Quentin. I was like, I wonder if he had any video from that. Claudio M's on his way to Vegas soon. Oh man, well don't worry, just don't leave your kids unattended at home. Okay, we have a fire escape ladder upstairs in case this ever happens. The Z-Man's in the house. Yeah, a fire escape, probably a good idea. So that's something I noticed. Safety, if given the chance, even people who who are building a new house will opt for, oh, you know what? I'd rather have that tile backsplash or that, or the upgraded carpet or something, rather than the emergency spot. Anywho, walk the plank, baby on board. Thrigg's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Zerohoff saying, those stickers are used to signal I'm a bad driver in the Bay Area. Yeah. Take your time, boys. No sticker on this car. No, but it was really, the whole point of that thing was designed so that first responders knew. The same reason why you have that, you put that sticker on your house, on your door, or on a window, if you have a pet inside, or if you have people who can't talk, or if you're, you know, people who can't talk or don't know anything. You throw that stuff on there so that first responders are in an emergency, someone can rescue you. But when you leave it on the vehicle, I think some people believe that it's a please be nice to me while I'm driving. But I give zero shits if you have a baby in the car or if you're donating to the state police or whatever else. I'm going to drive the way I drive, which is usually the speed limit or a little bit under and in the right lane. And you know what? If you ride my butt or cut me off or whatever else, guess what? I really don't care. If I'm driving the car, I'm probably not in a hurry. It's fine. Anyway, hey, Exile. student driver, recent immigrant who barely passed driving school. Oh, yeah, true. There's a driving school right down the block from me, and they have, I'm always seeing that vehicle drive around. And 9 times out of 10, there is a student driver in it. But whenever they're driving home after work, I'm like, why do you have this sticker still? Jeep drove by. Teslas and tricked out Nissans, also good cars to stay away from. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to start this tumble down on classifying cars. At work, we had to, there was a big kerfuffle, and we had to, like, institute a rule because so many BMW drivers park like assholes in the parking garage that they were just getting ridiculed and mocked, and it became like a punchline. And it was like, hey guys, we're still at work, so you can't call your coworkers asshats or say that they deserve to have their license revoked or that you're going to slash their tires when you get out of work. Those are things that aren't allowed. Not allowed. Okay, let's try and take a break. But a $100,000 car with a student driver sticker? Yeah, it happens. But sometimes those, the richest folk, the people who buy these crazy expensive cars, I found a lot of times it's like they've spent all their money on this car, and so now they don't have another one. But who knows? Anyway, let's find our center, our calm. Oh, I want to tell you this, and then I'll read this story because they're related. So I like to go to our retention pond on walks because there's turtles and ducks and stuff that like to go hang out in the retention pond. Well, apparently for the corporate overlords, ducks and shit like that are not a productive. They don't generate any revenue, so they got to go. So usually what I do is there's a little ramp, and the ramp is used just in case they need to like lower a vehicle into the pond and go out and like clean out the filter on the pumps or something else, right? Well, they went through, and the one I used to like to hang out on was kind of secluded. There was a bunch of overgrown, there's a lot of marsh, salt grass and stuff like that. And so I just kind of would hide out there. And there were some snakes, but they never bothered me. We'd just chill out. Well, apparently that's not cool. So they went over there and they just mowed down all of the growth around the retention pond. So now it just looks like a pond at a park. And unfortunately then when I was trying to mellow out and find my zen, there's no dudes anymore. They're all scared away. And then there were some ducks that landed while I was sitting there trying to chill. And as soon as the ducks landed, I heard children. I was like, I'm at work. Why are there children here? And apparently because it's Christmas week, a lot of people's kids are off of school and their spouses are out of work or bored or whatever. So they bring them up here for lunch. And then they just wander around the campus for an hour or two. So anyway, I couldn't escape the freaking kids either. But the whole tie-in is because customs officials at an airport in a Peruvian capital of Lima have seized 4,001 live turtles, which were due to be trafficked to Indonesia. The eggs and meat of the freshwater turtles is considered a delicacy in some parts of the world. Officials found that the export papers for the shipment weren't in order, wrongly identifying the species of some of the animals and the age of others. The turtles have been taken to an authorized breeding center in Lima. They'll be cared for at the center until their final destination is decided. They added that so far, none of the reptiles have died. Environmental officers said more than 400 of the animals were South American river turtles, whose legal origin could not be determined. The South American river turtle was not considered threatened by the International Union of Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, back in 1996 when its status was assessed. But an IUCN working group has since recommended that due to the species' falling numbers, it should be reclassified as critically endangered. And that's what happens. If something is too delicious, we eat it until it's all gone. Or if it's too useless. So, RIP. That's, where are the buffalo? Where are the dodos? Where are the cool cats and giant mammoths? We ate them all. They're too good. Too many sandwiches. That's what happens. Hey, Tobe's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Expensive car equals faster car. Time is money. Oh, that's an interesting idea. Damn ducks, get a job. Let's see. Red is always faster. Tobe's in the house. Forest, welcome, welcome. I've worked at a waterbird sanctuary. Ducks are the trickiest clients. Oh, yeah. Acknowledge and knowledge is science. Good deal. I love it. Exiled about to deal with L.A. traffic in the rain. Wish me luck. Good luck, Exiled. Rain traffic is another level. And then L.A. rain traffic doesn't sound nice. Handy C has invented pizza-powered red time machines. All right, that sounds great. What did I do? I needed... I was pizza-powered yesterday, but I put my own pepperonis on the frozen pizza. And little did I know, the pepperonis that are on the frozen pizza have way less fat in them, I guess, than the pepperonis I bought for my breakfast. Because, oh man, that pizza was just swimming. It took a while. Anyway, let's keep on moving. There's other people. Other things are dead. Other things are destroyed. Let's talk about COVID. What? COVID? Yeah. Back whenever COVID was the top news story, we kind of just didn't talk about it that much because, hey, you can get... This is news to me. It's kind of like the extra news, the news on page B or page T for Tobe, if you want, or M for Marcus. There we go. It's the M section of the newspaper, page M for Marcus's. Anyway, the JN1, that's Juliet November.1, COVID variant. A subvariant of the Omicron strain of coronavirus has been classified as a variant of interest by the World Health Organization because it's increasingly rapid spread. JN1 has been found in many countries around the world, including India, China, UK, and the US. One of my coworkers in Singapore reported, hey, they sent out an alert. He's wearing a mask on the subway or on the train again. The risk to public health is currently low and current vaccines continue to offer protection, the WHO says, but it warns COVID and other infections could rise this winter. Respiratory viruses like flu, RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, and childhood pneumonia are also on the rise. Don't worry, though. If the kids all get sick and start dying, as we learned when COVID was wrapping up, the first time it was wrapping up, I guess, all the kids can be dying and the hospitals are full, and we won't care because you know what? The kids don't count towards the GDP, and that you can take to the bank. All right. So anyway, the virus which causes COVID is constantly changing over time and sometimes leads to new variants developing. Wow. Real astute writing here, BBC. JN1 is spreading fast in all regions, probably because it has an additional mutation in the spike protein compared to the Bravo Alpha 2.86 variant from which it's descended. Oh, we got a branded car. Oh, it's a Chick-fil-A branded car. Some people swear and love Chick-fil-A. They used to support a lot of anti-LGBT kind of hate groups, so I stopped being a customer of theirs. They stopped supporting the most odious of groups, but I just never went back to them. It's just like, whatever. They're also a very Christian corporation. Anyway, see what's going on here. Hey, Handy C hasn't been to the office in 2 days. Oh, I'm sorry, Handy C. Handy C might have COVID. Take the salty licorice cure. I always take that as a preventative, but I must not have been eating enough of it. The IRSSI, IRSI, is there, in IRSSI, is there a way to tell what port I'm using on an active connection? I mean, if you list the servers that you have running, maybe? I don't know. If anybody knows, let FFog know. All right, let's keep it rolling. There's other stuff. There's other people dead, and it's 1920 UTC. So let's face... Oh, that's why I wanted, was talking about pandemics. Because in Zambia, they've got a double problem. COVID? No. If you remember, we were talking about them having anthrax. I remember because I told you the long-winded story about a job I had where I checked for anthrax powder in the mail. Well, in Zambia, already facing its worst anthrax epidemic in more than a decade, has recorded new deaths caused by cholera, health authorities in the southern African country reported on Tuesday. Oh, look, another cyclist. We got a cyclist coming. He's crossing the street. Oh, he's in quite a low gear. He's pedaling quite a lot. Here we go. Oh, cross success. According to the National Institute of Public Health of Zambia, 46 of the latest deaths in 24 hours were recorded in the... This is written poorly. In the last 24 hours, there have been 46 deaths and 1,600 infections. Acute diarrheal infection caused by the absorption of food or water contaminated by bacteria. Cholera is on the rise on the continent. So, yeah. I guess that's all we're going to get out of that article. It's kind of written... I think somebody fed the facts into an AI generator or something. Let's see. Quentin pointing out, child labor laws have been turning back, so now maybe dead kids will matter. Oh, that's a pretty good point. And Handy C calling out cholera. That's seriously old school. And Thrig points out, just type /server to get current connected server details. All right, what else is going on? Well, cocoa farming. Have you ever thought, oh man, I saw this article and I thought maybe they misspelled cocaine. But they're talking about chocolate. Cocoa, grown illegally in a Nigerian rainforest, heads to companies that supply major chocolate makers. That's right, not even your cocoa, not even your hot cocoa is safe. Men in dusty workwear trudge through a thicket, making their way up a hill where sprawling plantations lay tucked in a Nigerian rainforest whose trees have been hacked away to make room for cocoa-bound for places like Europe and the U.S. Kehinde Kumayan and his assistants clear low bushes that compete for sunlight with their cocoa trees, which have replaced the lush and dense natural foliage. The farmers swing their machetes, careful to avoid the ripening yellow pods containing beans that will help create chocolate. The treat shoppers are snapping up for Christmas. Over the course of 2 visits and several days, the AP repeatedly documented farmers harvesting cocoa beans where that work is banned in conservation areas of Omo Forest Reserve, a protected tropical rainforest 135 kilometers northeast of Lagos. Trees here rustle as dwindling herds of critically endangered African forest elephants rumble through. Threatened pangolins, known as armored anteaters, scramble along branches. White-throated monkeys, once thought to be extinct, link from one tree to the next. Omo is believed to have the highest concentration of butterflies in Africa and is one of the continent's largest and oldest UNESCO biosphere reserves. Unfortunately, of course, a lot of these places where there's a natural concert, these amazing wonders, it's because, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, we killed everyone that could possibly live there and then have oppressed them horribly. So all that they have left is to exploit natural resources. Anyway, but yeah, if you're getting cocoa or coffee this year, just know that's where it's going. Ah, Quentin saying you got to read BBC News with a British accent. Okay. all right. What else is going on? A man was fined for illegally importing meat. This is a serious problem because I love this Singapore-style jerky, Bee Chi Cheng, and I love it. It's the best. Oh, that was a garbage truck compressing. They are running the compressor. It's compressing the trash. And now they're going to dump more trash in the trash can. Oh, neat. I think they must have been on a lunch break at the house they were parked in front of, because now they're working. Anyway, I love this Singapore jerky, but it's a pork product, and you can't bring those into the United States unless it's been, like, inspected or something. Anyway, I've had, anytime anybody comes to visit me from work or is moving over here, I always ask, hey, can you please bring me some of this jerky? And so I'm very excited. I now have a calendar with pictures of all their products. So I'm very excited. Anyway, a man was fined $36,000 for operating 2 unlicensed cold stores and illegally importing meat and seafood products. In a statement, the Singapore Food Agency said Tay Kiat Kang, the sole proprietor of Viet Sin Grocery, was fined on December 20th for running the cold stores and for illegal imports on 3 separate occasions. On April 26, 2022, SFA officers discovered approximately 1,784 kilograms of such products at Gambas Crescent. A further 1,240 kilograms were found in another unlicensed facility at Woodlands, close on March 15th. Both cold stores were linked to Viet Sin Grocery. So yeah, don't import meat into countries, especially if they could cane you. That's probably not a good idea. Handy C, why is it called a fine if it's something they give you when there's a problem? Tobe, because it's a small fine, as in not coarse. Garbage man paying a house call? Let's check back 9 months later. funny. Oh, okay, I see. It's a small punishment as opposed to going to prison. Oh, that's good to know. All right, well, it's 1926 UTC, which makes me want to be sure and remind you. All the dark clouds have slowly moved away. They're no longer over the garage. Man, nature's so beautiful. Anyway, 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, right here on Radio, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs, well, like I said, here every goddamn day. No matter where you are or when you are, if you are a Time Lord, you know how to escape the time lock. Just listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Happens 1930 UTC. Or are you worried that you're in the Matrix? Sit back, listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Does Pippa walk by twice? Might be a glitch in the Matrix. You never know. Always, though, tune in. 1930 UTC. No claim too dubious. No story too far out there. No synth. No synth without clock. I think you could probably synth without clock, but clock is very important. All hail clock. Clock is important. Clock. C-L-O-K. Coming at you. This is fine. Everything is fine. Finland scales traffic fines by income. Oh, that's good to know. All right. Here, let's keep it going. There's other news to talk about. Toshiba is going out of business, which is kind of sad. There was a time when more than one of your TVs, computers, speaker systems, or other essential electronic goods could have been made by Toshiba. Once a poster boy for Japan's dominance in electronics, the company is delisted, ending a 74-year history with the Tokyo Stock Exchange. So why did one of Japan's most famous industrial names have such a spectacular fall? Well, it started in 2015 when accounting malpractices across multiple divisions came to light, with many of them involving top management. For 7 years, Toshiba had overstated its profit by $1.59 billion. In 2020, Toshiba further found accounting irregularities. There were also allegations related to corporate governance and the way shareholder decisions were made. So in the end, it wasn't a loss in what they were doing or what they were making. It was just corporate malfeasance. And really, I mean, after 150 years, if you haven't learned how to keep your corporate officers in check, sad times. Oh, and Taters the Cat. If you haven't heard of Taters the Cat, you need to go check this out. I thought it was a very cute story. Basically, they used a cat video on a satellite to test streaming video from deep space. Or from space further out than the moon, at least. The cat chased laser pointer in a 15-second video designed to test possibility of sending streaming video through space. So, let's see. NASA sent a 15-second video of Taters in Ultra HD, which traveled 19 million miles from a probe back to Earth. And really, that's where we're going to have to leave it, because it's time to go. The Dubious Goals Committee coming up next. Press the equal sign in com if you want to find out more about what's going on. Or you can always go to anonradio.net. The big thing, Sound of Synergy, coming up at 2100 hours. And Lit Up on Linux coming up at 00 UTC. Thanks for being here. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Do these calls.